Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money,
pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get the talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Looks good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Shout out to everybody listening in live. Welcome. New show, Felicia Radio. We're going to have some fun tonight. I got some new music I want to play. I got some music that's my favorite. And we got a crazy good topic for tonight. And I also got to shout out my co-host, Royal Alima, on Twitter. But you guys can just call her Alima. We're waiting for her to call in now. Shout out to everybody listening in. If you want me to open up your mic, just press the number 1. And you can join right in on tonight's topic. Now, tonight's topic came because, you know, it's just like me and my friends were talking, and, like, my homie actually had a chance to settle down with a girl who, you know, was, like, doing a lot of fasting, stripping and stuff like that or whatever, dancing or whatever. And, you know, he missed the opportunity. Then 2 years later, she's not stripping anymore. You know, she got a baby and, you know, life is good. He's looking back like, damn. So tonight's topic, just talking about that, like players, hoes, strippers, would you settle down with one of them or could you settle down with one of them? But I'm going to go in to my homeboy, Big Brass. I've been fiending to listen to this song since I played it on Tuesday's show. We're going to go in. And this is for all you haters, you know what I'm saying? Keep talking because you don't change shit. fuck out of here. We still getting it. Shout out to my homie Big Fred.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys.
Don Mega, what's good, bro? We headed straight to the top. Anybody looking for me, tell them look up. Y'all go ahead, keep talking, man. We gonna keep counting. Y'all think y'all know me out there, man. Question the decisions I make. Listen, I do me, you do you. I talk money, you talk gossip.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We about the business, we can work it out. We about to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I might have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone. We don't need your help, we'll see, we'll see you on top. Cause we ain't gon' stop.
You can say whatever, but you know I'm bout cheddar. You can hate my lyrics, knowing deep inside I'm better. You can say I never make it to the flashy lights. All my songs is all ass, Cherokee and tight. You can say it's no way that I can make a mill. Like I picked the wrong case, deal or no deal. You can say I'm never gonna restart them, but that's like saying ain't no dealers out in Harlem. You can say I'm gonna fail, why I keep going? The best comes to those who wait, tell her keep blowing. You can say I dream big, it'll never happen. That day'll never be, my response is wait and see. You can say soon I spend my life in shackles. Can't control my attitude, but lately I've been being cool. You can say them bullets about to test my flesh and bones. The payback is coming, well listen, I ain't running.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We bout the business, we can work it out. We bout to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I might have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone.
You could say I waste my talents playing dope dealer and doing niggas grimy. The wait was perfect timing. You could say that's fucked up how I left my wife and turned around, had kids with my man wife. You could say that's crazy how I had the block popping. Only my team can eat, competition put to sleep. You could say that's dirty how I burnt my closest friends. Ain't do it spiteful at the time, I was low on ends. You could say at one time I was lost, mixing all kind of drugs, not even knowing who I was. You could say things change, I ain't the same, but that's only cause I grew from kid games to a man. You could say I'm crazy, always quick to bust off. That's only cause I'd rather stay on earth and kill y'all. To cut the story short, say what you want about me. It only make me tougher, I'm really glad you doubt me.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We bout the business, we gon' work it out. We bout to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I might have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone. We don't need your help, we'll see, we'll see you on top. Cause we ain't gon' stop. Let's get it on.
Here I am, back on the show, Philly Shine Radio. That was my boy, Big Brass. Keep talking. Sorry about the little second delay, you know what I mean? I'm back on the line. I'm going to actually open up the line and get to know an artist that I know. I got to know through Chase. You didn't get a chance to perform at Diamond Spotlight, but hopefully you could be for our United Edition January 1st. Welcome to the show, Jazzy.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
So is it, wait a minute, is it Jazzy Taz is the whole name?
Yeah, it's Jazzy Taz. It's like, I mean, it means like I'm a lot of people dig my swag, so you know what I'm saying, and that falls into my music also. So that's the jazzy part of things. But you know, as far as the lyrics, you know, I be tearing, you know, tearing shit up. So that's the tag part of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right, that's what that was. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Twitter and everything, because I definitely got to let artists get a chance to, you know, introduce yourself to the people. We always follow back.
Yeah, you can check me out at my Twitter, JazzyTaz1 at Twitter. And also, you can check me out on Facebook, JazzyTaz1. Also, in my Reverb Nation page, JazzyTaz, about the one. And you can also check me out on YouTube, you know, check out my song, Let Me In, and also, and everything, and Let Me In is a pretty smooth, you know, mature song for, you know, the mature audience and everything, so far everybody, you know, is digging it.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, we definitely want to get your music, we'll pop it on a radio show as well, but I gotta ask you the topic question now, you know, like, would you ever settle down with, like, you know, like a girl who, you know what I mean, some, I guess you could say, I wouldn't call her a hoe, but, you know, like a little player, whatever. Could you see yourself settling down with, like, say, a stripper or whatever?
No, I can't see myself settling down with a stripper or anything due to, like, what she's involved with and everything. And, you know, so a lot of guys, I know they can't probably deal with that. Or, I mean, some guys probably could go, that's another guy a cup of tea. But me personally, I couldn't settle down with no individual, no female that can, you know, that's out there, you know, showing her body off. Because I feel as though, you know, if I'm a mess with you and you my girl, you know, I feel as though you're possible, you know, like it's special for me. You know what I mean, not anyone else and everything. And plus, a lot of women get involved in secret side things and everything when it comes down to strip clubs and stuff for extra money. So, yeah, I couldn't.
No, okay. I feel you. That's basically how I would feel about the situation. But say if she was like, well, I'm ready to quit because she met you or whatever, and she's like, oh, I'm ready to quit, and it's just going to be me and you, blah, blah, blah. Would you say, or can't her past go?
Well, I can't really say. I mean, If I meet her as a stripper and stuff like that, and you know, like it's like first impression is everything to me. So
mm-hmm.
I can't really, like, you know, go off of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know what, like, she's into and stuff like that on the side, and you know, she probably could be like, I'm gonna quit, and then, you know, try to play me in the long run and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, so, you know what I mean? But you know what, even just talking to you, I could tell that you have, like, a lot of class yourself, and I like the way you answered that question. I just wanted to delve in a little bit more, but that's what's up. Yeah, I wouldn't be with it my damn self.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. If I was a girl, I don't even, like, certain guys, and then, like, even, like, my friend, Dayton Tolbert, he has, like, one of the most amazing radio shows, talk shows on the internet or whatever, and he always says that guys have different phases, and yeah, the guys do go through your dog phase where you want to mess with everybody, you want to do all your stuff, but that man eventually turns good into a good person, you know what I mean, and then is ready to settle down, but it's kind of like a crazy double standard, like if a woman is, you know, out doing whatever she's doing, and like the guy knows about it, they don't, you know what I mean? They don't accept it. It's kind of fucked up, but
I feel what you're saying on that note. I could definitely dig that. I mean, it's all right. Like, I mean, I feel as though everyone deserves a chance. Okay, like everybody deserves a chance. You know what I mean? And. Like, it depends on how the woman is. Like, if talk is cheap, you know what I mean? So, basically, you got to show me, like, you know what I'm saying, that you willing to change or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But basically, like, with guys and stuff like that, like, you know, we mess up a lot of times sometimes. You know what I'm saying? We mess up a lot of times. I know and everything. I know how it is. But at the same time, you know, like, We mess up to the point that, like, I know other females, like, you know, they be on that playful tip, like, they don't like trust trust God because we messed up like that. And it's like, and, it's, and it goes with a lot of guys, though, like not trusting females. So it's, and I see it as like a trust thing also. And also, like, you know, you just, if you're feeling a person, like, real heavy, then, you know, I guess it doesn't matter.
Exactly. All right, cool. All right, yeah. Like you said, I'm more positive. Sometimes it don't matter because that's fucking crazy. I was going to go in a little bit on you, but you cool. You redeemed. Because at the end of the day, you never know. You know, the little stripper dimples might turn into Cinderella, you know? So we'll get it popping. I got to shout out D. I see you on the line again. I have to go to your call. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, 215-939.
Yeah.
What's good?
Boy, definitely sound like he from Harvard. You know what I'm saying? You went to Harvard, my young man.
Yo, yeah, right. He real sophisticated dude, young gentleman. Appreciate
but, yo,
it.
Hey, I'm gonna call. I'm gonna call right back in. All right.
All right, no problem.
Right.
Yeah, definitely appreciate you, Taz, joining in with us. Like, I'm gonna go into some music. I'm gonna get to a few callers, but I definitely want to get a chance tonight to play some music. I didn't get a chance to go in on my homeboy Street Lotto. He sent me some new music, so I gotta show him some love. Of course, I'm gonna show some love to my homeboy Romantic and get into some music from my girl Knows. We fucks with you, baby. But I gotta show love first to my homeboy Poker Face. He's definitely doing his thing so crazy. Follow him on Twitter, PokerFace267. And this is Dreamer.
Sleeping, shots ring out, must be dreaming. Phone ring, grandma on the other line, screaming. Mind lost, couldn't accept what I'm receiving. Grandma falls short and scrambled to find my sleep then. Ran fast as I could to the corner, heart put me beating. Seen the yellow dick cops, the people in the streets then. Seen it was really you under that sheet, bleeding. Didn't feel right, chest tight, squeezing my breathing. I just started screaming, please tell me I'm dreaming. Old head told me to go, I wasn't leaving. Fuck that, cussing tears flood in my face. These faggots, motherfuckers just blew my brother away. Yeah, I'm thugging today. Yeah, the killer was loose. Better load up your guns, better lace up your boots. Ready to put my war time and my training to use. Smoke the cause and I pass out, thinking of you. I hope on you. I just gotta be. Oh, I just gotta be. I hope I'm, but I'm not though. You tried to give in, but 5-0 just let they shot go. You ran through the alley, clap head to the hollow, through the bushes, over the wall, they call follow. Your hands up, said you had a gun, they lied. We just the wrongful execution by firing squad. I wish that I was McFly and my DeLorean flew. I would go back in the time when I was talking to you. You said that you was on the running when they caught up to you. Going back to jail is something that you just wouldn't do. I would have said something new, like maybe turn yourself in. Even though you're facing time, I could see you again. I should have spoke the fuck up, but I just didn't say shit. Something I'll always regret, forever living with this. I will never forget, in my heart till I die. So hard to deal with the pain. Sometimes I just close my eyes and pray I'm. I just gotta be. Forever.
now and soon now and future now and future.
Gum, why she talking on a cell phone?
What?
Yeah, you took your ass on, acting like you stuntin' when you used to be all alone. Now she acting like she the shit, got her hair and nails done, and she pushing the new whip. She feeling like a baller, she calling the other chicks, got her foot up on the gas, and she beat her in the gym. They all super hype, ready to get up in it. They don't know she got it, take it back in a minute. That nigga on the other line, say it when you at. She making up excuses like I be.
Hello? You got your phone muted? Hello? No. No. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. We'll get him back on the line. We'll get him back, his mic back open. But yeah, tonight, you know what I mean? We're going into the topic of settling down with a player, a dog, or whatever. Me personally, I don't like it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even being with my babe, like, all that wanting to share, and then, you know what I mean? Like, say if you mess with somebody who, I guess, is out there or whatever. Once you might be in the same room with somebody who they might have slept with, and that's, like, just got to be uncomfortable. Like, got to be, like, just, like, too much to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even know what to do in that type of situation because I get so crazy, you know what I mean, and possessive. So, I don't know. I might black out on the nigga. But we will open up a few callers after I play a few more music.
I still got two in the line. I still got some like open tears, definitely. I like to call you Taz, you know. Jazzy is cool, but you make me so old saying Jazzy, I'm be honest. I'm like, yeah, that's a Jazzy little outfit. Like, I don't know. That's what I always when I think of Jazzy, I think of, you know what I mean? Like some old hair saying it. Where'd you get that name from? Or I wanna just like pre ask you a little question. You are gonna have your interview coming soon, but I'm curious.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like my style of music, like I do different type of music. Like one of my styles, like I create like jazzy hip hop. You know what I mean? It's a real smooth mellow type of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I mean a lot of people call me Taz, you feel me? Taz is cool, it's for short. You know what I'm saying? And jazz is just the swagged up side of me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I understand. Now I appreciate it more. I needed to know that. Like, I appreciate that, John, more. All right, well, cool. I got you. Jazzy. I fucks with it. I can't wait to check out the music. Make sure you send it to me. I did send you an email, correct?
Right.
All right. No.
I
didn't. Well, I'll make sure I send it to you. I'm going to go in and actually show some love to my homeboy, Black Cancer. Shout out to you on Twitter. You know, I follow you, Dave.
Yeah. It's Marley. See? What it look like? A murder scene. Lyrical killer.
Killer. Killer.
I'm a lyrical killer. Ice cold the case the minute that my time is froze. I'ma have a lot of stone faces. Hating you gargoyles ain't flyers home. Better pull out your pilot phone and compete. I'm on my wrist so I find a bone when I eat. Scorching missiles and giant bombs when I speak. You got some issues, your eyes is only on chicks. See my eye candy, it's the 550. At 100 I be stunting like Keon and speed. Number one and then you sucking like a silent leech. My weight I keep it up or while you counting sheep. Sleep, a grind never stop, you got such a clock. Why the fuck do you get up if you ain't set the guap? You dummies looking stuck, need a tetanus shot. I'm trying to shut your neck, bein' it like a meffy shark. They think they sick. Well, I'm iller. Recite my word, it'll probably kill ya. All we see is money, you don't look familiar. I bring death to the beat, lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. Money's bitches fresh up off the E-way. I bring it back like a DJ or replay. Oh yeah, your time is up, nigga. Prepaid. I'm about my money, give a fuck what he or she say. Take your shit and then we sell that shit on eBay.
Okay.
I run it, but this right here is an easy walk. Philly cheesesteak shit, I'm on that greasy talk.
Yeah.
I spit crack, so this what I cook the blow on. And your CD is what I'm breaking up my throw on.
Wild packs, nigga.
That's not even a half, man.
What up?
It's no game, a bullet will give you much pain.
Okay.
They putting fear in who? No, I don't prepare you. The beat is my slave. I just whip it like it's miracle.
Yeah.
My words bust a pipe, cause these niggas can't handle the pressure. I make the beat and then I eat it. Hannibal Lurk. Marley, they think they sick. Well, I'm
iller.
Recite my word, it'll probably kill ya. All we see is money, you don't look familiar. I bring death to the beat, lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer. I'm a lyrical killer.
Suckers cannot play with me. Run your list from A to G. I crush them till I make them bleed. Cut them down, maple trees.
boy L.A. Brown. I like what he represents. The dream. The struggle. The faith. Hope. Us. That's a well-rounded, put-together young brother. You go ahead, brother. We got your back. What you know about faith? I know that one day I will emerge on the top. Till it's my time, I'm leaning on his word, so I grind. It's deeper than the money with me. If I'm not loving what I'm doing, money's nothing to me. At the same time, I imagine pushing the aspen, but it's all from the hard work, moving in passion. I'm destined for greatness, so I practice patience. All these naysayers and the haters, motivation. Southwest Philly got me feeling well prepared for anything up in this life. I done seen ahead. Diamond in the rough neighborhood is who I am. Where everybody misunderstood, I understand. Nobody wanna live under poverty, any means necessary. I know criminology, my niggas hold your head. I see the bigger picture, so when I get caught for duty, please believe I won't forget you. And not to mention that this boy got substance. Music. He ain't just rapping for nothing. You can tell he's speaking from his heart. Sincere. Real. 100. This boy is a voice. And he using his tool. And he using it right.
Only great ones make it through the journey. I'm ready. Maneuver through them rocky roads. Gotta keep it steady. I'm a king up in my own mind. I got my own shine. Never had to rent it or lease it because I own mine. I'm a walking, talking gold mine. I'm the producer and a writer. I'm the whole nine. So I'm feeling like the chosen one. Anything I go through, I overcome. To me, it's no sweat. To live without regrets. In my life, I push weight. Getting stronger by the rest. See, I get this feeling that I can't explain. It's supernatural. All I know is I'ma do it bigger than your average Joe. That's what I'm here for. I know my time coming. Time to live a different stroke. Call me Philip Drummond. Yeah, stay connected to the Most High. Now that's what I call being so fly.
See, what you listening to? This isn't your overnight success right here. You can tell this man been working hard for years. And it's finally paying off. Move out the way, y'all. We got a new kid in town. And he's gonna take over with something new. Something refreshing. L.A. Brown.
Shout out to L.A. Brown. We definitely love that song. That boy good. Shout out to L.A. Brown doing this goddamn thing. We appreciate it. Shout out to everybody tuning on the line. I got you back open, Jazzy Taz. What happened? Like, it was like your line went away and you came back.
Yeah. I blame T-Mobile.
I know how it is. Definitely thanks for everybody tuning in. If you want me to open up your call, just press the 1. I will definitely get to your mic and we'll be able to show love. Shout out to everybody calling from the 267 918. I see you what's that, 204? I wonder what area code that is. Press 1. I want to get to know you. We chilling tonight. Crazy topic. You just kind of want to see what's in people's head and how you feel about, you know what I mean, selling down with somebody, you know what I mean? I guess who we say they you was a hoe, like, you know, the person was a hoe. Could you settle down with that person? Like, we want to get into it and talk about it, you know what I'm saying? I got to take this time out now to give out my shout-out. Shout out to my homegirl, Persia Sam. Thank you for showing me love on Twitter, boo. I see it. Definitely thank you. Shout out to my girl, Miss P. Follow her on Twitter,
LL Miss P. Definitely doing your thing. We're about to have Onyx popping on Wednesday night. So that's going to be really nice. Have a chance for artists to come out and perform, do your video while the girls looking all beautiful, shaking ass. Who knows? The wife might be in there. You never know. Come through. Check out the ladies. See what they're doing, you know? I know for a fact, wait a minute. Who's Mark? You know, you're not Marquise, are you? Marquise Williams? Taz? I got some stuff from a Taz.
You said what?
No, that's not true. I'm sitting here looking at my email for music or whatever. But no, like I was saying, we're going to have Wednesday nights popping at Onyx, you know, chance for everybody to come out, party with the ladies. We're going to have some performances. We're going to have a lot of stuff. We're going to, I'm going to let Miss P actually explain everything when she calls in tonight or whatever, and I'm going to also show the sweetheart some love, play some music, you know what I mean? Definitely if you check out my YouTube, youtube.com/MEIZPHRE, you'll be able to check out the little video that I put together featuring, you know, little pictures of us, you know, all the friends together, everybody looking good, everybody showing love, so definitely check it out. And I got to show love tonight to my homegirl, Miss Caddy. I got a lot of females I'm going to shout out tonight. She got the new crazy song called Swag Jackin'. Definitely appreciate you, boo. Go in. I love it. And last but definitely not least, I got to shout out the most beautiful woman in hip-hop to me, Adonis Amazon. Definitely a fucking beast. The lyrics, the look, all of it. I'm going to go into a caller. We have 267-650. You just pressed the 1. Welcome to Felicia on Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Honest? Shining like a diamond, VVS Stone Reeves in the building.
Oh, shit. You said you was going to call in. Appreciate it. You had to press that 1. I'm telling everybody, listen, if you're listening in, you want to talk, you want me to see that you're on the air, just please press 1. Your call goes straight to the top of the list, and we can get it in, you know what I mean? Show off VVS Stone. You know how we do it over here. I need more music from you, you know what I'm saying? You know I love my shit, but I want some new music.
Yeah, I got to send them back over. It's still honestfire@gmail.com.
No, you see, shouting out my stuff. No, that's not it. But I'll text it to you.
See, that's my
I don't
fault,
even
man.
Use that email no more. God,
yeah,
please, nobody send nothing to the email. Don't,
that's
please,
why
God.
I feel
please,
neglected. You know what I'm saying? I don't got none of the real information and none of that.
What do you mean? You don't have none of the real information. You got any information you want. I could have sworn I just texted it to you, but it's cool. We're going to fuck it up.
You know, I'm all right. Messing.
I was about to say, yeah, you got to be. But definitely show off, let everybody know who you are, where they can, you know.
You know, Shining Like a Diamond, VVS Stone Reeves, High Price Entertainment. You can reach me at VVS Reeves. That's VVSREIVES. Check me out on Facebook.com/VVS Stone Reeves. Got a nice concert coming up in January 28th, called the Brotherly Love Tour, down 2nd in Washington at the Mummy Museum. You know, we just doing it brotherly, lovely, all the way around the board. So make sure y'all check that out on Facebook or whatever. You can, like I said, hit me up on Twitter. And I got an album coming out with my man Kai the Voice. It's called Brotherly Love. And we just doing it, you know. I got the mixtape out right now called Can Block My Shine. You can go on datpiss.com and search VVS Stone, and you can get that Can Block My Shine mixtape. Download that, Joni.
Definitely good shit. Like, I would definitely say, like, I fucks with you. I support you no matter what you do. And hopefully I'm going to be on stage at your event. And I know you said you're going to come be a part of my Diamond Spotlight United Edition January 1st. So we're looking forward to that. And I also got to say thank you for when you opened up my show. What was that, October?
Yeah, I think that was.
Yeah, October, you did your thing. Everybody loved you. You know what I'm saying? You had everybody clapping. I love a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate a person that wants to get this shit started. You know what I mean? Most people are like, I don't want to go first. I'm that type of person, too. I'd be like, I don't care. I'll set the bar high. You know what I mean? I appreciate
that. I definitely appreciate the support you showed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've never seen nobody in Philly, like, really show the support that you show. I mean, you got some people that do shows and open mics and stuff like that, but it's all about, you know, the artist's money, getting everybody money. When you pretty much, you know what I'm saying, it's bigger than just money with you, and that's real rap. So, you know what I'm saying, I really appreciate the support you show us artists in Philly.
Oh, you know what, yeah. I definitely do, yeah. And I do appreciate that. You know what I mean? You thanking me for that, because most times I don't really get the thank yous, you know what I'm saying? Because I do try to offer more than just a place where you could perform. A place where you could perform, get to know people, people love hip hop, and show off on Philly Shine Radio.
I gotta
ask you the topic question, Storm. And I see you guys, everybody listening, I'm not cool, but anybody might let you press the one, because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want nobody mad at me. But if you press one, I definitely get to your call. I see you guys. Press one. But tonight's topic is, would you settle down with a hoe, pretty much? No, not so much a hoe. Well, I'm going to say a hoe, because you guys judge women so harshly, you know what I'm saying? And that's just to keep it a bean. Like, guys will be like, oh, no, she a hoe. She was da-da-da-da, whatever. But could you see yourself settling down with somebody who was like, oh, yeah, I'm a stripper, but I'm just ready to just stop and change and just be with you or whatever? Would you settle down with her?
I think, like, maybe a stripper and a hoe is, like, different. Like, I mean, a stripper could just be a stripper and then be a totally different person when they go home. Like, a hoe is going to most likely always be that way. So, like, a hoe, no. It's a possibility. A stripper is a possibility.
It's a possibility.
Stripper is a possibility. I mean, because, you know, like I said, she could just be just a stripper. And then, you know, she go get her money and come home and be a total, you know, be what she needs to be at home, you know what I'm saying, with her family and whatever. But, you know, a hoe could just go and be a hoe. That's just what she do, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I always said, you know, a hoe, because, like I said, like even with, like I said, sometimes guys have the perception of a girl, like, oh, yeah, you mess with, you know what I mean? Like, a girl can't date, like, four guys and fuck all four of them and be, you know what I'm saying, looked at the same way if a guy was to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd be like, oh, hell no. But this the,
I mean, to be a hoe, whether it's a girl or a guy. Like, I mean, if a guy is fucking four girls at one time, he's a hoe at the end of the day.
Oh, shit. That's,
I mean,
right. All right. No double standards with you.
Yeah, no, I mean, you got to keep it real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if a guy's a stripper and that's all he do is strip and he go home to his family and he's a family man when he go home, then that's what he do. But if you fucking more than one person, you're a hoe. That's just
basically, you're a hoe. All right.
I feel
the same way. You know, I feel the same way, but I don't want to, like, I'm not that judgmental where I would say it to, you know what I mean? Like, I just leave a person alone. Like, me, I could never mess with a stripper. I would never.
Right.
I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Like, you see my, no, you're not seeing my dick. I'm sorry. Nobody can see my anything. I'm not that nice, I guess you could say. I'd be more, you know what I mean, protective, you know. I ain't in all
right.
But
right.
We're going, you send me some new music. I'm going to text you my email so that you can have it or whatever. I got you.
I'll
send it to you on Facebook.
Send it ASAP.
All right, cool. Got you. I got this number. It's weird. It's like, don't look like, it's not enough numbers in it, but you got, maybe that's you. Is that you, brother? That's you, Mr. Nonfiction? I think. 215-303. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, babe?
Who is this? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from PHI. My name's Stizzy on point. You know what I mean?
Okay. What's good? Are you an artist?
Basically, you know, just a promoter / manager. Something a little small, just trying to take it to the next level, that's all.
What are you trying to push? Show up, let us know what's your Twitter, website. You know, we're all artists and, you know, people in the entertainment business are welcome. And we do follow back.
Okay. You can catch me on Facebook at Stizzy on Point. No space bars. Just type it all in. Stizzy on Point.
Okay, and what artist are you managing right now?
Actually, you're talking to him right now, Daddy Taz, and Santos, and my man Marlene Brown.
Marlene, that's my heart.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my motherfucking heart. All right, I can't really see your number because it's, like, weird. I don't know why it's coming up all weird. It's, like, or whatever. But what I want you to do is inbox me information so I can be able to, you know what I mean, show love to your artists and stuff. And, you know what I mean, what you doing. I definitely fucks with Marlene, though. Everybody, it's a little good team you got there.
Yeah. You definitely going to love us. You know what I mean? You can't deny hotness.
Okay. Speaking of hotness, I got my homeboy Shakur Green in the building. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, homie.
Yo, what's up?
Chilling. Going in on this topic, getting to know a few new people, and getting to know about some unity. I like that. And maybe we should, you know what, I really have always wanted Marlino to come perform at one of my showcases, so tell him, Stizzy, that I said he's got to come through because I really, really, really want to show him some love and some support, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. I mean, go to open mics every night. I push them hard as I can, so there's going to be no problem to get there.
That's what's up. All right, cool. Now, since I got you on the line, I might as well ask you the topic question, too. Do you see yourself settling down with, like, an ex-stripper or whatever?
No. I don't know. I couldn't do that. They just one and the same.
You know,
like, I don't know. How many strippers you know? Like, I understand what the dude is saying, but how many strippers you know come home? and you not thinking it. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're thinking it. Like in my case, if I'm thinking about it, yeah, it's guilty. Like, that's just the bottom line. Like, I just couldn't sleep good at night. So.
You know what, Shakur? You funny as shit. That's what I was thinking. Like, that was Evia Stone who said earlier, you know what I mean? Some strippers do, you know, they good, they come home. But I'm going to tell you, like, you know, my homie, I don't want to put his name out there or whatever, but.
Right.
He always, like, just like, oh, I want a girl, you know what I mean? Like, it's so decent, you know what I'm saying? Like, how I see certain people in relationships, and I just, whatever. He was, like, just telling me how now this girl who, she wanted to just stop stripping, you know what I'm saying? And she wanted to, like, mess with him, but he was just fucking or whatever. But he did not take her serious. 2 years later, She a nurse, you know what I mean? She taking care of her kid, and she taking care of her man, and just all, you know what I mean? Everything's all good. And he just looking back like, well, damn, you know what I mean? I still want a girl.
I understand that, but it's like, what's the odds? That was just like, that was just like, he was just one lucky motherfucker, like, and unlucky at the same time, so.
I mean,
I guess if we added love in that situation, it'd be a beautiful fucking conversation, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true that.
Whatever. I already knew that. Anything with a stripper, It's just, you're not going to fucking trust it. Like, that's just the bottom line.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
Right now, you already like leery about the person that you dating. You know, and if you hear that they a stripper, you're like, oh, hell no.
Follow Shakur Green on Twitter. Hard worker producer, making fucking moves, crazy talent. Well, I need to hear some new stuff from you. Who are you working with right now?
Right now I'm doing some stuff with Roscoe Dash and KE. So after I leave here, because I'm in Nashville now, so after I leave here, I'm going to shoot down to Atlanta and link up with my boy Marvelous J. Y'all can go find him too. I mean, go follow him at Marvelous J on Twitter. And he did a lot of stuff for Rocco. I think produced like his last singles and a lot of stuff for Chris Brown. I just can't think off the top right now. But me and them getting ready to create an alliance and go in on a few records.
That's very high.
So, and I'm on Jeezy album that comes out the 20th.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the Snowman.
Thug Motivation 103. What's the name of the track?
Higher Learning with me and Lil C.
That sound hot. Okay. I'm going to definitely check that out. I'm so, damn, how long have we been waiting for 103? God damn, Jeezy. We happy. I heart Jesus. That's what's up. We will definitely check it out. But chill with me, Shakur. Everybody chill with me. I'm going to open up one more caller. Then I got to show some love to my homegirl, Miss Caddy, because I love this song, Swag Jacket, you know what I mean? And a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, like me, I'm not so much into, like, beefing, but you jack my swag, I'm going to get in your ass, you know what I'm saying? We got a caller, 215-941, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? It's Cheese.
Southwest
Philly.
What's up, Cheese? You said you're going to send me some new music, too.
Yeah, like, I'm listening to the chats right now, figuring out which one I want to send to you. Like, give me an email I can send to you right now.
Yeah, send that shit. I'll see if I can play tonight. But, yeah, chill with me, guys. I'm going to go into this song and, you know what I mean? Let me know what you think about it. You know what I'm saying? This is my girl telling Nikki,
girl.
Get off her dick, give her a check. Get off my
give
dick.
Give her a check.
Yeah, you swag jacking, give my fucking money.
Hey, Q, man, you done outdid yourself with this track, man.
I feel you.
Man, can you believe this swag jacking going on?
Oh.
What? I'm a force to be reckoned with, and I ain't even got a deal yet.
What you gonna do?
I'ma start making these bitches bite the curb, man.
Tell them how you feel.
Let's go. Was giving you credit, but now you done crossed the line. Claiming my shit, and you not even paying, huh? What you thought, I stay quiet and not speak my mind? Guess you really Barbie blasting brain and no fucking mind. Clever way to do it, I'll give you a hint. Switch up my song and pass it off like it's Birdman. Yeah, Kim, I'm known for this. It won't be the first man, I guess, to me. I'm the big shit, and you the third man. No wonder why you say this shit is easy. But you couldn't see me as Nikki and Lady Weezy. No thoughts to your rhymes, this shit don't appease me. Don't fade away fast, cause you done got greedy. Take it from the underdog, did it get that bad? Let me guess, writer's block, you couldn't think of your trash. Got your stomach cramping up, go and get you a pad. Mortal Kombat, now who's mad? They swag jacking me. They swag jacking me. They swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. They swag jacking me. They swag jacking me. They swag jacking me. Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. Graham suit, it ain't over. Pull my britches up, lace my boots like a soldier. One man army Rambo, I'm throwing boulders. I'm like the mother, bro. It ain't about the exposure. Your credit when it's due, man, somebody should have told ya. I guess I was a threat, next in line, hitting quotas. Just admit I'm fly so I can brush my shoulders. If they let me in this game, career will be over. Run to your puppet master, Caddy ready to fight. You got the game fucked up, you ain't doing it right. If you needed you a rider, you could have flew me a kite. Second stayed out of your sight. You making folks how you bore, and you all on top. If you ask my opinion, the old Nicki was tired. Now you walk around like Polly Pop girls in dreadlocks. What do you mean this? Is you a rapper or do you sing pop? They swag, they swag, they swag decking me. Put you on blast if you just to be mad. They swag, they swag, they swag jacking me. Put you on blast if you resist to be mad. I'm in my lane, so keep it in yours. Never once came at you, but you opened the doors. For a sec, I actually wanted to collab with this all. That shit is dead now, it ain't an option no more. And you the first person talking about sharing, narrowing, and your bitches career. But you really don't care, the game is too. For a female takeover, yeah. So be prepared, cause Caddy, yes, I'm coming this year. And I'ma beat this shit. Better yet, a barbarian. Take you down a notch or two, make you lose your arrogance. I'm telling you harder than you'll be Nancy Kerrigan. If you ain't much beat, you should've stayed a vegetarian. If you can't sell, yeah, you made a mistake. And there's other sign orders that ain't holding their weight. No prize with them, though. They ain't taking my cake. As you have a Kit Kat and take you a break, bitch. They swag, decking me. Put you on blast if you refuse to be mad. They swag, decking me. They swag, decking me. They swag, decking me. Put you on blast if you refuse to be mad.
Put you on blast, give you reason to be mad. I really like that song. What you think about it, Shakur?
Was she coming at Nicki?
Yeah.
Mhm. It was okay.
It was okay.
I don't know. I don't really like people that dislike celebrities, especially like because it never go nowhere unless you famous, you know.
Well, yeah, I understand. Like, I'm not a big disser myself, but like you, that's why you was on the show the other night. But yeah, like I'm not a big disser myself, but I like it. I really like the song. I appreciate what you had to say or whatever. But I do like it. Definitely, somebody try to swag jack me, I'ma get in your ass like a fag. Yes. Getting there. Like, no, I'm chilling, but I got my boy Cheese on the line, definitely representing Southwest, and I gotta give you a hand, Cheese. You're stepping up the promotion, and I love the new music. I just can't download none of them fucking links. I don't understand that shit. What? The only thing I could download is like dentist stuff. But like other than that, people be having tweets my songs. I try to buy the shit. It don't work. I could do iTunes. iTunes is simple too.
So what
music are you promoting now, Mr. Cheese?
Let me see. I'm promoting the new mixtape that I dropped about a week ago called Tune In. It's a good mixtape. It's good music. Like, there's no, like, I'm not making myself into some guy that I'm not, like, type of music. Like, I ain't no swag jacker.
Yeah, please don't.
I'm me. Like, I do me. That's what I know.
That's what's up. Yeah, I had to ask you that. And we got to ask you the topic question, too. Could you see yourself settling down with a hoe? Where my ladies at? Ladies, press one now. Like, where y'all at? Who else?
Well, like,
I see
a
big
grass. Like, no.
Yeah. No.
Like, I can't see myself with a stripper. Like, even like ever, never. That's crazy. You actually, it's why I'm high. I'm about to go in. Like. I can
dude,
never be with a stripper. Like, y'all know what these people be doing. You can't come home
yes.
to me, not to I. I ain't trying to catch nothing, B. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay clean and fit.
I know what the fuck, right?
And all of my underage kids and of age people, yo, strap it up.
Yes, kind of.
AIDS is the number one killer of African Americans, man. That shit is crazy.
Use a condom. Unless you fucking somebody you really like, and then in
like
that
a stripper. Use a condom. Use two condoms fucking a stripper.
Exactly, yeah. Please, yeah, please. I hate people fucking strippers. I'll tell you the truth. But I understand it's got to be done. Niggas need pussy and stuff like that. I understand it. But, ew. We're going to take another caller. Please send me that music. I'll make sure you get
what's
my shit.
What's your email?
I'll text it to you. Is this a text? I'll send it to you on Twitter. I'll DM it to you. I'll DM it to you. You too.
You
going to
play it tonight?
I should have enough time. We still got an hour left. Yeah. I'm still waiting for Miss T to fill up my inbox. I'm trying to see what you got going on. I definitely love the song produced by Big Face Dunny that Miss T did. Definitely a real hot joint. Shout out to Miss T working hard. Also nominated for the Philly Hip Hop Awards. Go make sure you vote for your favorite artist or whoever's doing their thing on that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Anna, tell them to follow me.
Will you tell them to follow you?
Y'all, follow me at Cheese215.
No, I do it. Follow Cheese215, and I'm about to tweet it. So if you're following me, I'm about to tweet it. Everybody follow Cheese215. I got you. Shout out to you, Cheese. I got my
shout
boy.
Shout out, Alex Fire.
Thank you. Well, I got my boy on the line. My homie Big Brass. We just got a chance to get to know him Tuesday. We're going to have part two coming very soon after he puts out the video for Keep Talking. Welcome back to the show, Brad.
What's up, Anna? What's good with you?
Chilling, having fun, you know what I'm saying? Waiting for the ladies to call in. Look, shout out to my niggas on the line. I see you, 731. Is that Hype Man Crunk?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, shit. Hey, now I'm blushing. What's up, my nigga? Ain't you down in Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm in Tennessee.
Great thing. Well, yeah, chill with us. I got my homeboy DJ Hype Man Crunk in the building. I'm really excited. Shout out to him. Always a supporter since day one. Philly Shine Radio. I'm inspired. Brass.
What's up? I didn't know you was Brass. On tonight. I got the text. I didn't even know you was on tonight.
No, yeah. I'm on tonight too and shit. But no, Brass, well, since I got you on the line, I gotta ask you the topic question for tonight. Do you see yourself settling down with like a stripper?
Settling down with a stripper?
Yeah, like a stripper or girl that you know been around or whatever. You see yourself settling down?
I'm going to keep it real 100 with you. Like, you know, I don't really see myself settling down with nobody, but it happens. Yeah. So, I can't even answer that one all way. I don't know.
We got to see if somebody will settle your ass down. So
it's real, real. I don't see myself settling down, period, but it do happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know, you know, because I ain't going to knock, you know, no female for what they do, they profession, you know what I mean, because I do it, you know what I'm saying, niggas do it, we go all in and out, you know what I mean, so we freak ass niggas, so, you know, I can't even knock myself for saying I'm fucking with a freak ass chick, you know, I don't really know, so I can't really answer that question seriously, though, because my sex drive high, and if hers high, and I'm fucking with her, and I feel as though we on the same level, you know what I'm saying, I might be digging her. I ain't gonna hold you. I can't answer that question though. It ain't hit me, so I don't really know. I ain't gonna sit here and be no nigga just trying to sit here and talk and put on for nobody and say, oh, I wouldn't fuck with nobody, because I can't say that. I don't know. I'm a freak ass nigga, and if a female, you know, she pleasing me real good, then hey, you never know. I don't know.
Okay, that's what's up. I like your answer. That's what's up. I know for a fact I couldn't do it. I will break. I'm just too, you know how you crazy jealous.
I couldn't see myself doing it, but you never know what you might do at the end of the day. You never know. I done did so much shit I never knew I would do. So that's what I'm saying. I just know I never know. Huh?
No, my homie Cheese, we got him back on the line. He had lost his call or whatever. Well, all right, thank you, Brass, for tuning in. I definitely play Keep Talking. We're going to run that joint back. And, my other shit. What is it called? Stacking money.
Yeah. Well,
shit.
What's up? You ain't get that other shit?
I just like those two better. What, you want me to play the other songs? I'll play them.
You know, you say what you want to play. You know, it is what it is. I just want to know if you got it or not.
Yeah, I definitely got it. I'll play whatever
you
want
you.
To. Like, I feel love.
You do you.
But I'll play what I want first.
But I just know I'm tuned in tonight. I'm in. I'm on.
Thank you, babe. Right. Hype man, Crunk.
What's good?
Babe, yo, I'm chilling. I feel like I got, it's just like me on 10 or something. Like, it's all the niggas calling. Shout out to all the guys showing love tonight. VVS Stone, Jazzy Taz, shout out to you. Brass, Shakur Green, shout out to you guys. Thank you for supporting me tonight. I don't know what my ladies is.
I need you to inbox me your number and your email address. I got some music I need to send to you.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll text you right now, whatever, but you know you got to show off first and foremost on the show. Let everybody know who you are.
Hey, I'm DJ Hype Man Crunk from Tennessee.
You said?
No. DJ Hype Man Crunk from Tennessee. And just, you know, just out here trying to break music, man, break artists, you know. Just do my thing, you know. If any artist, you know, definitely want to, you know, get on my mixtape I'm dropping in 2012, man, send your music and the contact information to Loudmouth. The mouth is spelled MOUF10 radio@gmail.com. It's $25 to get on the mixtape, man. We're dropping like 5,000 copies in the streets, man, you know.
That's sound hot, y'all. Make sure y'all definitely hit him up. If you do not know what he just said, Loud, LOUDMOUF, 10 radio@gmail. Get on a mixtape. I'm going to have to be on that joint. I'm going to submit because I got some shit, too. I did this song with my brother,
Ellie Brown. I got that the Triple D's mixtape coming real soon. You know, it's an all-female mixtape called The Dime Dawn Diva. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking
nice.
For all the hottest
like
females
that.
To blaze with. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you got to come back. You got to come back with Philly Shop Radio. Let me know what's good with you. That's still hot. When you first said Triple D's, I was thinking of titties. So that's what's up. I like this. Grabs attention. Titties, you know what I mean?
You know, I always keep something, you know, I always keep it. You know, Loudmouth 10 Radio is coming back in 2012, so, you know, if I can, I want Miss Uninspired, you know, to be the first guest on there, you know, so you know how we do it, you know how
mm-hmm.
it go down.
Wow, much love. Thank you, honey. We want to chill with me. I'm just going to shout out to a couple callers. I see everybody holding. I appreciate it. I appreciate you too, chilling still with us, Shakur. I know you're a busy man, but chill out with us. I want to get into like a little round table discussion about hoes a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of shit to talk about with some of these motherfucking hoes. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't settle down with them, especially like maybe in a rare case of, you know what I mean, somebody really wanting to all the things that they like together, it is good. Like, you shouldn't frown on a person's past, but some people just keep it in them. You know, it don't leave them. You know what I mean? It don't leave them. We got a caller, 215-370. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Honest, it's Icy.
Hey, girl, I was like, yeah, where the ladies at? Press one.
I was waiting for you to let me in.
Oh, okay, no, I just see, yeah, we was talking. But definitely, welcome to Philly Shine Radio, honey.
Thank you. You got to show off
a talented artist. You got to check out her video featuring Miss Caddy up on YouTube. Shout out that link, too, for us.
Shout out the link. It's Icy and Caddy, I Like Money. On YouTube, that's what it is.
I like money.
Real dope song. We actually doing. You know what's funny? Because we actually was just in the studio. You know that wasn't the real song for that. That was just the one
we did together for that.
We just left the studio last week doing the real version of that song to really do the video and everything like that. So that song gonna be hot. Like, you know,
okay.
It's just pretty much time.
That's what's up. You are you on Twitter or whatever?
Yep, I'm on Twitter, IC_215 on Twitter. Follow me, I follow back.
I am about to follow you right now. Welcome to the show, honey.
But
we got now I need another female opinion because my opinion is hell no, I don't need no hoe. I wouldn't mess with no hoe ass nigga. I just won't do it. But what is your opinion? Do you see yourself settling down with like a dog? You know, like a player, somebody who you know was just everywhere. I love your picture, little cutie. I just follow
Thank you. You see me trying to get my innocent on.
Yes, you do look innocent.
Dog innocent. Dog, a dog, a hoe. I mean, I think terms
like
that.
Dude,
stuff
too.
Like that.
Like a dude,
that dude. I think those terms. I think those terms are in the eye of the beholder. Like what is a hoe? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like what is a dog?
Fucking a bunch of people.
Okay, a bunch of people? Then no.
Yeah.
But you know, some people are trying to call a hoe somebody who may have just not a single person, and they do have casual sex from time to time. I wouldn't call that a hoe. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I would call a hoe. So
okay.
I don't know. You know. Now a dog just. In the sense of a dog, a guy that was running around fucking each and every single thing, you know, like he don't even got no care. He don't even care. The girl got one leg. Her kids was on the bed at the same time, asking for peanut butter and jelly. Like the lights was on. He was about to be 10 minutes late from work. Her socks was dirty and they was up in the air. No, that's a hoe. That's a hoe all the way. All of that nastiness. Yeah, he's a fucking hoe. But if you have casual sex with, you know, women that you believe are clean and you protect yourself, I don't think that would be a hoe. But I would not, never in my life date a male stripper. I don't care if he wasn't a hoe. I don't care if he was abstinent since he started stripping, I wouldn't. And strippers are disgusting to me.
Male strippers. They my homies.
I can tip the female strippers and everything. I will not touch a man stripper. They smell like butt, and whatever that cream is that they be putting on them, they stink to me.
Ew. Some of them are horrible. You know what I mean? But shout out to the ones who I love. Cream, you know, you amazing. Martino Law, you know what I mean? I can't think of everybody's name. Soul, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing their motherfucking thing. Y'all my niggas, you know what I mean? We smoke weed together, we chill together. But y'all already know. You know, I will use
no
the same $5
to
bill.
No offense to nobody. No clean ones or nothing like that. I mean, I ain't trying to down your craft. I know you got to get money, but... That is just not a turner owner for me. That is a turner offer. Like, I will be, like, at a stripping situation or it's something that, like, they say strippers are there. I find the furthest corner in the whole building and stay there. And some kind of way, it's always some little funky stripper with braids and a cowboy hat. He always find me trying to dip me and pick me up. And I'll be like, if you don't get your greasy ass off me.
Yo, on some real shit, I hate the strippers that be wearing, like, fluffy shit and, like, little frills and shit at the end of their wrist.
The bottom of the ankles, it'd be like the velvet. Like
God, why you calling a girl outfit? That should be horrible.
The cotton balls all over. You'd be like, yo. Glitter and the white shiny, shit. The shiny sandbags with the glitter on it.
No, that's no. Give me a fireman stripper anytime, any day.
Right,
like,
at least you won't show up. Right, like, something like that. The fireman, the police officer, not the one that got the match. They had a matching hat, the matching jumpsuit. Then they be having the little matching dick bag that got glitter on it with strings and fluffy stuff. Oh,
yeah, I'll be done. I think that's the boy with the dress and the cowboy hat.
And they be pop locking, right? When the beat break, they be doing that little pop locking stuff.
I hate that. But we gonna chill. I'm gonna take one more call and chill with me, Icy. Definitely, thanks for calling. It was amazing meeting you when we
watch the Mayweather Ortiz fight. Oh, who is that? Mayweather and
no, it was the Mayweather fight.
Definitely. That was hot. Mm-hmm. We got a caller 267-271. Welcome to Philly Sean Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Marlene Lawrence. What you got with you?
Yeah. What's up, my nigga? Tell Stizzy on point. He on point. I appreciate that.
Right on point. Gave me that call, like, people that we know people that I know. I'm like, that's what's up. That's how it's true, though.
Chilling and shit. You know what I mean? We showing off. I got a lot of better people.
Going in on Mel Strippers,
Jazzy's still in the building. Shout out to BVS Stone in the building. Brad, my girl Icy, Shakur Green on the line. Everybody chilling. Who I forget? Hype Man Crunk. Big, I see you. We chilling on the line or whatever. But no, first you got to show off, Marlino. That's how we do it on Philly Shine Radio. Let everybody know how they can check out the music.
Oh, yeah, you know, Marlino Brown, everything, like, Marlino with an A-L-E-N-O, Brown, you know, just like pellet, not peanut butter, man.
That is
cute.
That's
Twitter, Facebook, like, oh, yeah, mixtape, oh, so the experiment, you got to holler at me, you got my number, like, that's how I'm doing everything right now, off the phone, like, before I get it out for free.
That's what's up, me. I just text you, so hit me up on the drone or whatever. Yeah, no, Marlino, yeah, tonight's topic, could you settle down with a stripper or, like, you know, a girl that's been messing around?
Settle down with it. No way. Like, settle down with a stripper. I'm a rock. I ride by the front last. Like, I'm going to play while I'm getting to be played, but after that, you know, I don't know about settling down. Yeah. Oh, that's what y'all. Yeah, so you ain't fuck with no stripper, nigga. You ain't settling down.
Yeah, well, some of them, you never know. I don't know. Me personally, I would keep that in the back of my mind, and I would rather not share, you know what I mean, or even have something that I feel like has been around, like. I'm just so stingy,
but
like that.
I don't know. I checked out the stripper before. Probably not. Oh, no. Who to say, though? Like, this shit cheating. I love the stripper, so I came in front. I got no problem with y'all.
You love them, but not like love them.
No, I love them, but shit, no.
I ain't
Ronnie Woman.
Oh, shit. Nothing wrong with that. That's cool. But like I said, thanks for chilling with us. So, VBS Stone, I see you,
I
appreciate it. You know what I mean? We got my homeboys in the building. Like, I don't really, like, get in on it. Like, I can't even have a hoe as a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Icy kind of vibe with me on this. Like, it's hard being friends with a girl that is, like, a hoe-ass joint. Like, I'll speak to you. It's cool. But most times, like, a bitch that's, like, hoeing and letting niggas just, like, treat them any kind of way are depressing. Like, they always call a nigga phone. Only thing they got to say is, this nigga won't call me back here. You know what I mean? Or that motherfucker won't fuck me and not call me. That I can't do. I couldn't even have a friendship with you. I'm sorry, ho.
Yeah, Not successfully anyway. That shit gonna get real goofy real fast.
Yeah, it gets
goofy. Yes, it gets goofy. Don't be out with the hoe. And then the hoe start having her, like, hoe issues. And then you get dragged into them hoe issues. Like, now everybody looking at y'all like, well, is this how y'all roll? And we be like, no, this ain't how we roll. Like, this a little, she having a hoe incidental right now. I don't got nothing to do with that situation going on over there with her.
Definitely. Yeah, me and my homegirl was just talking early. Now, ain't nobody perfect, you know what I'm saying? And I've cheated before, you know what I'm saying? And I've also I was also in a relationship, not a relationship, but I was fucking somebody who had a girlfriend or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, you know what I mean, when you're doing certain things like that, you got to keep it 100 or shit will go wrong. Like, even if you want to be on your shit, like, yeah, because, like, imagine, like, because even, like, the situation where I was fucking a boy who had a girlfriend or whatever, I made sure I told my homegirls and, you know what I mean, like, my people's like, I don't know, his girlfriend kind of big, might have to fuck that bitch up.
You might have to jump her. You might have to get the legs. I get the arms.
But my homegirl, earlier we was vibing on the phone, and I was just telling her, I was like, yo, you need to leave this sweat-ass joint alone, because then she didn't know, like, this girl was sucking dicks of people who had girlfriends, fucking niggas, you know what I mean, who got wives and just doing all these different little strange things. And my homegirl, she didn't know that her girlfriend was doing it. Now, coming from me, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not talking about the girl. I'm telling you what really happened. And then my girlfriend was like, oh, I was hearing rumors about her. And I was like, yeah, everybody has rumors. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that is a fact. Like, your homegirl is fucking niggas who got girlfriends. And then she trying to make it seem like to you she is a good girl or whatever. I can't stand a lying ass hoe. I think that's worse
than anything. A lying hoe. They like the undercover hoes. They like the undercover Johns that just don't be wanting to let it out, like, during the regular day. I don't know. They do like the Clark Kent John, where they just be walking around regular with the shoes on and the glasses. And
yes.
Then when it comes that time, they step inside a phone booth, and God damn it, out come the banana skirts with no panties, and they be looking for all the niggas that got girls.
Exactly. Yes. That shit is, like, it's treacherous. And then I told her, I'm like, shit, Shahead, you in a situation, you walking in the street, bitch is ready to kick her ass. Like,
I don't know why. I try to make it my business, even in my casual situations that I have had. And I will not lie about that. I have had casual situations before. To the best of my knowledge, my counterpart does not have a significant other, a girlfriend, a wife, or nothing. Because I don't ever want to be that bitch on the other side. You see what I'm saying? One day I plan on being somebody's wife. I don't ever want to be the wife that finds out about the bitch on the side. You know what I'm saying? So I try to, you know, keep that karma off of me. Now, I can't help it if the guy lie about who he's dealing with. But if he say he ain't got no girlfriend and I'm not lying, I don't have one, I don't got this, then we rocking out. But to my knowledge, I don't do the whole wife, girlfriend, side joint situation thing, because that karma come back. That karma come back and it will kill
that too. Yeah. Because even with my situation, like, I just did not want to stop fucking him. Like, it was crazy. It was even one day his girl even called my phone, and I'm sitting there just lying through my teeth and setting women back 80 years.
Oh,
like,
Just hold
that
on.
Yeah, but at the same time, I didn't want to cause too much problems for them, because he was my homie too at the same time. But I just left. After that, once his girl called me, that's when I had to leave it alone. She was on some shit. I'm like, all right, I'm be good. But you know, please, you gotta keep it 100. And then sometimes, you know what I'm saying, certain people, when they're doing, you know, sideways shit, they not going to let you know what they doing, you know what I'm saying? So it is kind of hard to be friends with a hoe-ass bitch. Like, you can't do it. Like, a lying-ass hoe-ass bitch is even worse than a regular hoe-ass bitch. So
The number one reason why you can't be friends with a hoe-ass bitch, if you got a dude, you might have to kill that hoe-ass bitch.
Oh, God. Because
hoe-ass bitches have no standards. And I'm not a possessive person. Like, anybody I've ever been in a relationship with will tell you, I'm very freewheeling. Like, I'm cool. I'm so cool. We can go to the strip club together. We could both talk about how fat a bitch ass was. We could do all of that. We could even talk about maybe even having a threesome of a girl I picked. But it ain't, when it comes down to somebody approaching or trying to attack my territory without me knowing, like me being an alpha bitch, like I feel like you disturbing some of my shit. Oh yeah, me and that bitch is going to go south. Oh, it really going to go south. Not my man.
Alpha. Shit, I ain't sharing you. You better than me. I ain't sharing shit. Threesome my ass. I want to bring that topic back a little bit. But threesome my ass. You better get that shit off your chest before you get with me, because ain't no threesomes popping off. I'm a possessive crazy joint. Like,
oh, I could rock with that. I'm slightly bossy, but I don't like to be bossy with my man. So that's kind of the way that I psych myself out. To make me think that
ever,
I get.
Have you ever had one? Have you ever?
Yes. Mhm.
Was the guy like somebody you was messing with seriously, or?
It's my current, my dude now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See.
We like threesome connoisseurs. Like we. You know what I'm saying? And then this is what I mean by how possessive I am. Like, the whole time going through, I call all the shots while we doing it. I be like, okay, you do this, you do that. All right, that's too much of that. You do this, let's quit. I don't take the fun out of it, but you better believe if I'm getting ready to invite a bitch into my bedroom, oh, I'm going to dominate it. She ain't going to come in here and be tearing shit up. Look, then my man be looking at me like, babe, I want to keep her, and I want to see you somewhere else.
I can respect that.
No, so you
got to
show off. You got to show
off. I
don't
know. I think even if I wasn't even getting drunk or high enough to want to do it, I think the second she poked my man dick, I'm a choker. Like, bitch, the fuck off me. I changed my mind. Like, you know, like.
But see, that's why you got to be the one that, you got to be the one to say it. You got to give out the directions. Then you got to sit there like, I'm the gay bitch. I'm the gay bitch in this motherfucker. Just you get on your knees and suck his dick because I told you to. Like, because I said that.
I can't. You go ahead, you alpha begging bitch, you. Go ahead.
Yes,
I'm good. I know
yes.
Everything
that's
is for
the
everybody.
Only way. That's the yes. only way I could do it if I'm in charge. If he try to say some shit like, baby, this girl at work asked me, then I'm going to, before he get it out of his mouth, I'm going to punch him in it. But I can come up with it. I'll do it.
I know that's the fuck way. All right. I feel you. What, Shakur, like, could you, I'm sharing. Are you into the threesome thing? Like, could you see yourself, like, with your lady and having another lady sucking kiss all over or whatever?
No, I was in a threesome before with my it was with my current girlfriend and my ex girlfriend.
Okay.
That was like 2 years ago. And that was like my first and last time.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. First and last time?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah. You can't really be into the sharing shit. I'm not sharing. Only thing I'm sharing is music and entertainment, folks. Like, chill with me. I like to think everybody fucking with me tonight. You know what I'm saying? We definitely having fun. I had to go into the topic a little bit. And we talk about, I can't fuck with you. Like, I don't even want to fuck with a person that's even like you could say, like, a drug dealer and shit like that. I can't fuck with it. Like, certain people, you take risks that are too dumb for me, and I'm not going to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, I put that, like, in the same category. Like, you hoeing this shit is the same stupid shit, like, selling drugs and keep doing it. Like, I mean, it's cool, niggas, whatever. Y'all want to do it to make some money, but do it, make your money, and get the fuck out of it, because it's not worth it. Like, you get bigger money flipping your money in, you know, positive more ways, you know what I'm saying?
I can't deal with the little hand in the hand man, I can't deal with the weed man, neighborhood weed man. Like, I don't want him. That's too close to home. Y'all be laying in the bed, somebody knock on the door talking about they want a dime. Like, I can't deal with that to keep it
100, you know what I'm saying? I can't even deal with the 1,000 key man, because even like that nigga has to have and that's why I can't mess with a guy. Like, I've had, you know what I mean, a drug dealer boyfriend, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then he treated me good and everything was good, but he treated other people so fucking bad. And then there was actually a time where somebody stole $25,000 from him or whatever and do turn into the devil. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really did. That's when, like, I really had to break
they
up with him.
They do have a lot. They do have a lot on their shoulders. It is very, the more money they get, the higher up in that chain they get, it is much more pressuring. It is. I will say that.
You gotta be. I commend the niggas. You kingpin niggas. You crazy niggas. You gotta do a lot to do that. And I can't deal with that type of personality. And even sometimes, rest in peace. You know what I mean? I had Tommy Hill on my show before. You know what I'm saying? And I was talking to him, and I was just like, even talking to him, I was like, well, Tommy, I don't want to get into all that drama shit because I'm not into all that or whatever. And I'm definitely not into all those that drugs and shit and keys. Like, come on now, you only can make $100,000 off of one key. Like, that's the most, and that's cutting it and going OT or whatever you got to do, whatever they say. And then he said to me, he was like, "What if you had 1,000 keys?" I'm like, just even more dumber. Like, man, you gonna go to jail?
The bottom line is, you can't get that shit. Is not longevity. You know, you're gonna get court either way.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's nobody that I heard of that's, you know, they made money,
and then they got indicted. You never will. And then you never
yeah.
and you never will. You know why? Because the people that do it that way and the people that have success that way, they don't blaze the trail and come back and tell the story, because there's no need, because they got away with it, what they had to get away with. The stories that usually get told are, I rose and I fell. So that's how we get the Larry Davis story. That's how we get the, you know what I'm saying, that's how we get the stories, the American gangster stories and the Scarfaces and all of that, because ultimately those people had to fail. But, of course, we never get the story from the man who still got the, you know, $5 billion and he did it all, he's rich off selling weed, because why would he incriminate himself? You know what I'm saying? So it is stories out there.
People gotta realize.
I know
some real life
bosses that's successful.
But
you gotta realize, like, these people, like, that's been doing all this, like, you know, Frank Lucas and all them motherfuckers, like, they was doing this shit in the '90s, where, you know, they don't have a technology like that to catch your ass. You know, so you can just put shit in coffin and shoot it over, like.
I use that as an example,
you know?
Though. But I'm speaking from today's world.
I know a white man that just moved weed, and he makes a good living for himself, and he's been doing it for years, you know.
But yeah, like, that's
right.
Cool.
You can,
you know,
have
all
a,
I'm
you
saying
have
is like
not be and not be around in it. You can.
Yeah, like,
eventually
have...
it will turn into something else. Eventually you doing that will turn into a 4-chain laundromat. It's still the weed that funnels the laundromat.
You gotta want to have that ambition to take it to
that
next level.
The weed still did it, though. Yeah, the weed still did that, though. The drugs still did that, and the drugs are still probably always going to be a part of that incorporation, because it's based off of what it was built off. So
yeah, like, even yeah, even like I was saying, like that, just that whole mentality, like certain risks you take, you know what I'm saying? You can't really, like, they don't, it's not worth it, you know what I'm saying? I don't see it worth it. And then, like I said, like dealing with a person who has to be successful in those type of endeavors, like, or even have to consistently keep it up till whatever their outcome is or whatever, you know what I mean, falls on their lap or whatever, it's just inside you, you know what I mean, you're wrong. Like, you can say whatever you want. Like, most people, they say, oh, I don't know why I do it. But you know what you're doing, so whatever. Like, you know what it's making you become. And that's just to me, like, and I'm going to be honest, you lazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, won't you go in to do something that's not going to make you, turn you into a monster or whatever, like, do something that's, yeah, good for the body. Like, we only get one life.
I just want to know how a nigga can count, you know, pounds, but can't do timetables. You know, that's my whole thing.
I've seen plenty of drug dealers learn their math based off some drugs. That's the same.
And that's all they need. They like,
they be like,
I don't know this part. I don't know
they
that.
They last graded school was fourth grade, but them motherfuckers know long division when it comes down to their nicks and dimes.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to carry the one. They know how to rations, everything.
You know what? I gotta say, my homie D, you've been real quiet the whole time on the show. Like,
I'm on the line.
You've been on the line. I was waiting for you to.
Oh shit! I wanted to chime in like a motherfucker, like the boy said, like, yo, what's up, everybody? Shout out to everybody, this motherfucker. Shout out to Honest doing that damn thing. Told you, like, she the new Samora in this bitch. Like, yo, what I'm saying though, like. Niggas that sell drugs, though, I totally have no respect for anybody that sell drugs, Frank Lucas, or anybody else. Because at the bottom line, they took the cocaine and the crack for that, for destroy the black community. And that's what it did, basically. L.A., Detroit, Philly, New York. That's why you don't have so many fathers and men in their household now, because of the crack game and the drug game. And everybody want to be a baller. Everybody, come on, man. Like, all them niggas, that's why everybody doing time for that shit. Like, even that nigga Big Meech, like, he was doing that shit out in Atlanta. That's what them rappers talking about, all Big Meech and all that shit. Because that nigga was really doing it. Like, this nigga had billboards down there in Atlanta, dog. Like, you go to Atlanta, you see billboards of Matt Ryan and shit. You know, like stars. Like, this nigga was nothing but a drug dealer and got fucking billboards up. Like, this nigga was really doing it until he got busted in, like, in 2006. Like, this nigga was my mom, like. It was a nigga out in Oakland. Like, he was getting money with the cocaine bitch thing from Florida. The Cuban bitch.
Everybody mic's open, just to let everybody know. Y'all, we all just, we fucking talking together.
I don't know, man. They said that Big Meech was worth $250. Like, I would have quit.
No,
he was lying.
Hold up. How much money do you need?
No, However much money
you ever get, you always need more than that, because you always find something else that you want that's more than that.
I'm just saying though.
Whoever said Big Meech was worth $250, Big Meech had fucking billboards of itself. Big Meech had his own fucking ice style chains. They had a whole bunch of goons rocking that shit. Big Meech had his fucking crib out in
he had a lot of shit popping, but it was all based off of drugs, you know. Like,
he was winning, but
what I'm saying though, Big Meech, the nigga had Atlanta, he had a brother out in LA was getting it. The nigga was from Detroit. They still had shit out in Detroit. Like, boy had it like fucking four cities on lock.
But yeah, but like that's all fine and good, but why not stop and go into business?
Exactly.
You know how everybody got poppy stores now? My fucking homie that's a poppy told me he only needed $5,000 to start that shit, and he make like upwards of 30 stacks a week on a bad week, like in a poppy store. 30 stacks?
That's a good question that y'all were saying earlier.
Yeah, but once they start getting that money, it's greed. It's like,
it becomes the quick slip. Like, I know if I have this and I turn this over, it'll bring.
You can listen to dudes now. You can go on a corner and they'll be probably making like $1,000 a day, and they go, "Oh yeah, I'm not gonna leave the streets." Just imagine if you're making millions. You know, people ain't gonna leave that shit alone.
Yeah, but see, them niggas on the corner, though, they just corner boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, what them niggas make? Yeah. Nigga want to get like a 130
you know
what, pack.
You know what's even.
Pack.
Well, Scott, I get the floor for
a second. The Pac-Man got dreams of becoming the big dog.
Exactly.
Even let's take for instance somebody who says they were a drug dealer and they chose to put their money into their career, and now he's Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay-Z got to be one of the ugliest niggas, you know what I mean, I've ever seen in my life, you know. And then he took everything, like, he just weird and gawky, but he was smart enough to say, all right, let me take my story and entertain y'all with it. You know what I'm saying? Let me take away from all this shit. Let me show you, the entertainment. Let's do it this way.
That's why I was only one J.
Let's say Jeezy.
Him
too.
Jeezy's doing it too.
I think he still does it, though.
I don't know about all that, but I know he was in that PMF.
Jeezy is so business minded, it's ridiculous. And even if he is, I'm sure it's not connected to him. Like, you got to be smart about your shit. Like, he's probably being smart about it, but one way or another, the way Jeezy knows drugs, there's no way possible he's going to leave that craft. The way he knows it. You know what I'm saying?
That's like
you leaving your favorite job. Like,
I think that's his favorite job.
Rapping is his second favorite passion.
Let me tell you this. I've seen somebody just, you know what I mean? Like, I've had a party. We had a party at Shampoo to end of 08 with Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? I was able to make some money off the party and shit, and he was able to make some money, and I just seen the professionalism of him. Like, that nigga got his money and left. Like, it wasn't about so much, like, why would he still want to, you know what I mean, risk not being Jeezy no more. I really don't think he is, but he probably might be looking out for his homies or something.
Or he wasn't in his comfort at the moment. He was in Philadelphia. He probably wasn't in his comfort.
He was comfortable. I was just saying, like, everybody else, you know, was late.
I mean,
laying back,
trying to move
and shit. He just,
as far as the buses move, though, is what I'm saying. But he ain't comfortable saying, like, sending a signal to say, like, yeah, it's five birds in here, come get them. And make a drug transaction uncomfortable like that, is what I'm saying.
That's just like even with T.I.
Jeezy is a laid back nigga. Like, I go to Atlanta, like, he laid the fuck back. Like, T.I. the niggas all hype. P.D. was hype because niggas wasn't drinking Ciroc. But Jeezy would have had his fucking dark shades on with a nice ass vest on, whatever. He's looking all nice and shit, just chilling far back and just watching everybody else get all around him.
I would believe that because, like I said, we were chilling VIP, chilling. Like, everybody else, by the time we was leaving the club, everybody else on the.
That's why he's still a successful drug dealer because he fly under the radar.
If he's still selling drugs, he's dumber than T.I. if T.I. go get a gun. Like, that's just like if T.I. go out and get some more guns. Like, you can't keep risking certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, even like, I love T.I. new show. Oh my gosh, I love them.
T.I.'s situation was different, and it was dumb though, because. And the money wasn't getting ready to bring him no money. Like,
first of all, him
getting drugs, he had the potential to get money off of it. T.I. was getting guns, like, he was just getting ready to go over Iraq. Like,
if I'm making as much money as T.I. was, and he was successful in shit movies and everything else, you got to have a person to play that position for you.
He fucked that man, hiring somebody to do that shit for him, we wouldn't have been working on for 6 months. The guy who went to push the guns for him only worked with him for six months. He was the fucking security guy. He went to go to the door. The guy he went to, he called the feds. When he came to get his ass, he's like, these guns ain't for me. These are for really Clifford.
when he set T.I. to fuck up, we should know he didn't eat that gun charge, but at the same time, though, he would not got a year like T.I. He'd have got like fucking 20-something years or something.
He'd have had like 20 years.
Somebody like T.I. only got a year, but I'm still mad because he was a snitch on T.I.
I think he paid the judge off, man.
The power of your
celebrity also has the ability to get you to do things. Like somebody probably has to pay the judge.
What got me is that he got a year in prison, then it took him a year to get to prison. Any other time, you know, just the nigga be in jail within the first month.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they gave this dude a show.
Yeah.
So he made money as he's going to jail.
It was a rumor.
I knew
people that had to wait to start these sentences.
First of all, it was a rumor a while ago or whatever that Fabulous. A couple years ago, Fabulous. They was trying to put this gun on him, and what he did was he had his people in place to take that rep. Like, you don't have time to get locked up as a celebrity. Like, why would you have, and there's other rumors about other celebrities who do that. Like,
I don't know.
No,
I'm
not taking
that.
Rape.
No. I'm going to tell you Fabulous ain't got enough money for me to be his fall guy. I mean, that's jail time. You know, like, they ain't
even. It depends on what the fall is.
You got around him and shit, but, like, no.
He probably just wanted to hold his weed.
Oh, no, I could be the nigga's best friend, and he'll have to pay me a lot of money to do that shit.
Yo, man, but that's awesome.
His weed.
But with some real shit, like, I mean, you got to have your people in line for that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do, especially if you want to do, like, Lil Lee and try to get away with it.
See how good he did shine?
Shit,
yeah,
he got deported.
He's like Brother Shaquille Sunflower at the Nazi album. Goddamn shame.
What about Hype Man Crunk? How is it in Tennessee where you live? Is it like a you know what I mean, like a city? Is it like are you in Nashville? Which state city are you in?
Man, Memphis.
Memphis.
Are you in Memphis?
See, what is the city like down there in Memphis?
Oh, it's popping down there.
As far as
drugs and, like, you know what I mean?
I'm just going to, you know, keep it 100, man. You know, Memphis, man, I mean, you getting money. I mean, people getting money, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, Memphis is not a place where you can play around, man.
Look, right, you from Memphis, right? So I'm just came down from South. But listen, somebody just put out Zach Ranjaw was the biggest drug weed man down there and shit. Like, this, you see this nigga car collection? Zach Randolph, the Memphis, Memphis Grizzlies basketball player.
Yeah.
But a couple years ago, they came out saying he was the biggest weed man in Memphis, Tennessee. Remember that? Yeah, like I'm saying, because they're both from Memphis, Tennessee. But look at him. He's a basketball player, getting all that NBA money. He's getting into the weed,
you
go to the supply
and everybody. You got to look at it. You got rappers, you know what I'm saying, that's actually, you know what I'm saying, multimillionaires that y'all don't even hear about in Memphis. They're just like, you know, they're just cool being in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, and when they rap. But they multimillionaires, you know what I'm saying? It's just like when Baby came to Memphis and they had the 100 million party, you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest drug dealers came out to that party. Baby, you know, had 100 million in the club. Man, he matched Baby with 200 million.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not a town where you gonna come in there and you gonna stunt and ain't no one. You know what I'm saying? If the biggest ballers come to Memphis, that's gonna bring out, you know what I'm saying, the biggest ballers in Memphis.
Yeah.
Like, now, they ain't gonna let nobody outshine them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
that nigga's like random talk collection.
That just
alone is crazy.
It just like it just like a lot of people don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Yo Gotti, man, hey, that man runs Memphis. He the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he from Memphis?
Man, he got love like that. Yes, he's from Memphis, North Crest. He from North Crest, out from the north side. I'm talking
see,
about.
One thing,
I mean,
see, one thing about South rappers, though, I mean, South people, if you're a South rapper, they support South rappers. Like, look at D-Mob. They from Atlanta. Like, you go down Atlanta right now. Like, when the last time D-Mob put out a fucking album? You go down and try to talk shit
right.
About Giddy Mob. You had motherfuckers out the world was like, what? What the fuck, nigga? What? This is my. I like Giddy Mob. I like this person. I like you. So, like, the South, period, they back they rappers up. Or, like, the people from the
right.
North side. They don't back
the
like,
they don't
on
some
real shit.
See,
I think
a lot of people don't understand.
That's a
I was getting ready to say the same thing.
Crump.
I decided to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
crump music, they don't even say crump just started in Memphis, Tennessee. Atlanta just took it nationwide.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, certain things, like, you can't. I don't really think that people up here are going to support because I got to say, I stay in great company. I'm able to always have hot music, hot artists to fuck with. And that, sometimes we're all, like, friends. Like, a lot of y'all niggas, y'all my motherfucking niggas, like, we cool as shit. I fucked with you. Even you, Icy, you gave me some fucking butterscotch crimpin' snacks and joints. It's good. Like, you know what I mean? We got, like, real unity, you know what I'm saying? And that's, like, I really want to just, I know that this movement that I'm getting ready to start with my team is going to definitely put the unity on the mat that's going on here because a lot of people don't know, but Philly for like the past 3 years straight, and I've been a part of it, we've been able to have like very consistent showcases, people growing, people, you know what I mean, making money, people getting new fans and stuff like that. So it's a work in progress, and I would like to say, you on this fucking train, we're going to make this shit pop. It's going to be like real fucking crazy.
I'm understanding it, but, like, look at somebody like Meek Mills. All right, now I'm doing it with Maybach Music and shit like that. But how many motherfuckers really supporting Meek Mills now from Philadelphia? I know I'm not one of them. So, like...
No, but real,
who said
in the
I'm
grand
not one
scheme
of them.
Things, though?
Me.
When the grand scheme of
Shakur,
things is a few Meek Mills
non-supporters,
but pretty much the whole Philadelphia support Meek Mills.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Well, who said they don't support him? That was UD or Shakur
yeah.
That did.
That's
me.
No, it is a few people.
So, Honest, how you feel about Young Buck signing to Maybach Music?
Young Buck from
KSVO.
Oh my God. On some real shit, I am going to say this one thing about 50 Cent and Rick Ross beef. 50 Cent might got the beef part right, like he did a lot of disrespectful shit with Rick Ross' kids and shit like that or whatever. 50 Cent got that, but Rick Ross definitely got the music. So I can't wait to hear the music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because,
one thing, Young Buck
because he,
was a talented rapper.
Actually, he signed the deal and then turn around. They got him out the contract with G Unit.
That's hot. That's
hot.
But then, we need to talk about Joe Gotti, named All-Star.
Uh-huh.
G-Unit just signed him today for $1.2
million.
Who, Joe Gotti? They just signed All-Star. He's one of them to Israel.
Oh, okay. I gotta check that out. Yeah, because like, I would love to see it. Like, I really fucks with the 50 Cent... 50 Cent Rick Ross beef and shit. Like, 50 go in, you know, he take his kids out and shit and show that Rick Ross is an unfit father.
He better take his own sons out like that, man. He got to send his damn self.
Yeah, 50, yeah, but 50, he don't fuck with his baby mama shit. I'm sure he take care of his kids, though. 50 Cent take care of all his people, you know what I mean? And even that situation with Young Buck or whatever, that was real ugly, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure Young Buck got shit to get off his chest, and I really think Young Buck is talented. I still love his album. That's my fucking shit. That's one of the things that really made me want to rap more and, like, really put my shit out there, like, that Young Buck album.
I think that shit gonna flop.
I think that shit going flop. And that's when they signed Mike Jones of Rock Nation for $1 million.
Wait a minute, hello? Can you hear me? Because everybody, we all can't talk at once. Who was that? You were saying something, Hype Man?
I said Young Buck was doing shows for like $1,500 and $2,000. That's how bad he got. But now he's doing shows for like between $75 and $85.
Now, Shakur, why do you think it's going flop? Because I think Young Buck is talented, and he had to grind, I'm sure, to even get into that position to be signed with Rick Ross.
I just don't think it's going to sell. Like, that's just about my only question. Let me tell you something. When you sign under these people, and from an artist standpoint, like, you sign under Rick Ross, okay, there is no way in hell that you're going to be bigger than Rick Ross. I think Young Buck needs to be with, like, Universal, or he needs to be with, like, you know, a label that's not under, that's not started by an artist.
The only reason why I say I think that's hot is because of that 50 Cent Rick Ross beef. That's what I think. Let me tell you something real quick.
Like, 50 Cent himself, you know, is business savvy, man. That dude is ruthless at the same time. Like, so I think that when that album come out, it's going to be some shit. I just feel it.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to damage the sales.
We already know how 50 gets down. But the thing that I really like I said, about the 50 Cent Rick Ross piece.
You didn't kill Kiss, though?
Certain people.
I got real shit with big, no made up shit. That shit was coming.
I didn't say that 50 Cent was a hot rapper.
Like he was nice when he first came out. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the dude can complicate things. That's all I'm saying, man.
I don't think he meshes very well with the Maybach sound. Like, I think Young Buck is really, really, I thought he was really cool too when he first came out, but I think that's the sound that he has. He has a very distinctive sound, and I don't think it meshes well with what Maybach has going on.
First of all, the new music he has out right now, to me, is not Young Buck, but, you know, I guess, you know, you got to do whatever's going to sell.
It's a slight commercial type of thing where you got to get
I really love the 50 Cent and Rick Ross beef, because no matter how ruthless 50 gets, you know what I mean, Rick Ross will put out a hit, you know what I mean? Like, I don't fuck with Rick Ross, his look, or, you know what I mean, a lot of shit that he's done, and, like, how he was trying to fraud about, you know what I mean, different things. But
oh, I love Rick
he
Ross.
Can make a song. He can rap his ass off. Like, he can fucking rap. Like, I will. Rick Ross is a fucking rapper. Yeah. He was the fucking rapper. What the fuck you run about him? Young Buck is signed with Maybach.
And then you got All Star, which is from KS. This is from KSville. It's signed with G-Unit. So that's going to be a conflict regardless of the whole situation of the Rick Ross and 50 Cent beef.
I can tell you right now, Young Buck is going to sell probably 25,000 the first week, if even that, and they're not going to put him out again. That's just going to be that. He's going to be sitting right
that's
on there and end up going with another deal.
I disagree. I'm going to tell you why I disagree, because
no matter, nobody's going to mess with him regardless.
You said what?
I couldn't even hear you, Hype Man Crunk.
I couldn't hear him either.
I said I disagree with it, because you got to look at it. The South is going to mess with – they're going to buy Young Buck music regardless of who he's with. Because he got that much support in the
South. I think he does. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he does.
Now let me stop it right there. Let me shut it down right there real quick. Hold on. If that's the case, I mean, that may be the case that the South supports, you know, Southern artists and so on and so on. But let's talk about Lil Bootsy. I go to the South and everybody talk about him, but who buys his album? You know, he actually sells like 30,000 first week.
Hold on. I'm gonna clear that up because actually, I have like I'm networking right now with Lil Boosie's artist, and I'll be on the phone with his mom, Miss Connie. Lil Boosie.
Oh, Miss Connie, that is his mom.
Yes. Now Lil Boosie is the only artist that I know that actually can pack out a venue. You know what I'm saying? No matter where he go. You feel
that's
what I'm saying? Lil Boosie doesn't have to sell not one album. You feel what I'm saying? Because he's going to get anywhere from 15 to 20,000, you know what I'm saying, a show. And he's going to do anywhere in probably like 20, 25 shows a month.
So, yeah,
I will go with that one, but to be honest,
an artist's success right now is not just only on record sales. It's like, you know, how is people on your Twitter? Are you performing? Are you on the radio? You know what I'm saying? Do you have a following? And that's the most important thing because, like, yeah, most of us don't buy CDs nowadays. Huh? You know what I mean? Niggas download
relevant.
But
yeah, you
people will
relevant.
Buy. Yeah,
right.
People will buy
relevant.
A ticket to see you. That's more important. Like,
right.
You gotta have that nowadays as an artist. You got to have that draw where somebody will buy a ticket and come support you. Because even me as an artist, like, I love everybody on Philly Shine Radio. And it's dang it, I get so many demos. I get so many people calling in and everybody listening in. But my money is who's going to come out to Diamond Spotlight and see us perform. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna actually say, I'm showing up. I'm here to see you. You know what I mean? I'm in your face. I want to support you here.
And I paid,
you know what I mean?
And I didn't ask you for the ticket. I paid.
What you wearing? What you wearing on the stage?
Hey,
my whole thing is, if we're not talking about CD sales, we're talking about digital downloads. When the last time the dude sold over 250,000 ringtones? You know,
right.
We can just go there.
You're right.
You can't have just one source of income just because the dude do shows, which is cool. You know, I'm not debating that. And Lil Bootsy got way more of a following than Young Buck.
He's getting show money. He's getting verses. Man, before he went to jail, you know what I'm saying? Just in verses, man. He made $100,000 just in verses before he even went to jail.
See what I'm saying though, Bootsy? I think Bootsy one of them niggas that's still in the streets that sell drugs.
But see, Boosie is one of those rappers that he is what he's about, what he rap about.
Right.
He is that dude. You feel me? But then not only that, but like I said, man, he got about 8 more months in the jail. He be out about the summer of 2013.
Bam.
But he could have got out 2013 of the summer. He'd be out. He got 18 months. You know what I'm saying? He could have got out, but he did some real, you know, he did some real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Instead of him getting out, he took the charge of an 8-year sentence. You know what I'm saying? For his baby mama. You know what I'm saying? So she wouldn't go to jail on the serve.
That's
high.
He had a lawyer. He had two lawyers. You know what I'm saying? Yo Gotti paid for one lawyer. The rumor is he might be signing with Gotti. Him, Gotti, and Jeezy supposed to be starting a label when he get out. That's the rumor.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, dude. It's just this Joe Gotti shit and this little Boosie shit just not appealing to me, man. Like,
no, I'm saying though. No, I'm saying though. I feel what you're saying because we from the north side. I'm saying we from South Philly. So,
no, but niggas love him. Hold on. Like, you can't. Well, what are you saying?
We don't fuck with Boosie and we don't fuck with Joe Gotti.
I felt like y'all like on the Twilight Zone.
Hold on. What you saying? What are you saying?
I said, we as a North don't fuck with like Yo Gotti and Boosie, but like them niggas, like you said, from down south, they support their artists. Like, they support them niggas who come out from their
That's what they like, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody can really relate to a certain, you know what I mean? Like, if you relate to this, certain things for me, I don't find entertaining, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be entertained by everything, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just me. I need to be wow, you know what I'm saying? I need to be wow. But I really feel as though, like, if a person is able to get to whoever it is, if you have some type of draw, that's a good thing, and that shit is, like, that counts. And when it counts, like, it counts most of the time.
Gucci
like,
Man.
Count,
Gucci
like,
Man is not hot.
He's not hot. Don't get me wrong. I'm from the South. And I'm going to tell you, Gucci is not hot. Waka is not hot. But you know what? It's the type of music that they make that they love in the South. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
It's catchy. Is not hot, but he cute. It's catchy, though. Hey. He make them catchy.
But see, Gucci is also, man, a businessman, too, man. I mean, far as the music-wise, he's a businessman, man. I mean, you know. I mean, you can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, when a person, it's like you got a hot-ass beat and you got a hot hook, 9 times of 10, you're going to sell.
I think there'd be a lot of underdeveloped talent crossed with, like,
because I could take
ambition,
okay, I could take a Meek Mills
and underdeveloped talent, and they just be in the right place at the right time. I'm sorry, that's how I be feeling about some of the down south rock rappers. The right place.
No,
at the right time.
No,
Meek Mills or Wale or Wiz Khalifa, you could take them artists right there. I give them props. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm not saying all of them. Yeah, but in the South, you know what I'm saying? In the clubs, like, down here, if it ain't Boosie, Webby, Gotti, or Jeezy, or you know what I'm saying, or Rick Ross, or something like that, or Lil Wayne, they ain't going to dance to it. I mean,
we up north, we spoil. We like lyricists. Ain't nobody, it's down south, y'all have very few lyricists.
Shit, yo, wait a minute, on some real shit, I like to be entertained because I didn't, at first, I think I just only heard the hook for the song Tony Montana with Future.
Man,
Future
that shit is garbage, man.
Thank you. I fucking hate that song too, man.
Love that song. I'm not going to lie. Listen, at first, when I first heard it, I didn't like it, right? Because I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga
doing?
Man,
it's the hottest song to hear in Tennessee. The dude is not worth, man, he's not worth no $25,000,
yeah? Listen.
It's one of them catchy songs. You know, Looney Tunes is working with him now, but I don't think I think it's catchy. But I really think that his confidence in the way that he delivered it, you know what I mean, is very entertaining. Like the swagger, just like everything that he did with the song, I really think he pulled it off. As far as just like that song, like that's just like a one song, but I'm not gonna take everything like you feeling like that. You know what I mean? And I don't really understand him as an artist. I will support him because it was talent and he fucked with Looney Tunes and stuff. But then I seen him in interviews and you sound different. I don't like to hear a person rap and then you talking different. Like that's just like
I'm not gonna lie. That magic he went in on
animation.
That one though.
Wait, hold on. What you say, Hype Man Crump?
I said that magic with T.I. He went in on that one though.
I gotta hear it. I never heard it.
You ain't hear that magic?
I think he's really talented, but like I said, you got to make sure you keep it up. Most people can't pull shit off like that, you know what I'm saying? And I want to hear some of the stuff that he's doing with Looney Tunes. I know Looney Tunes is producing some music for him too, and I look forward to hearing it. But sometimes when you put a song together, when you actually take your time to entertain a person, I think that's like going a step further than just whatever, and that's cool. I like that song. That's my shit.
So maybe that's what he did with his voice then, honest. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what he did with his voice. You said he didn't sound the same on a song than he did in real life. Maybe he just added a little extra, you know, animation.
Yeah, I guess he was trying to talk like Tony Montana. Oh, all right, I get it. It's hot. Yeah.
No, I do not like that song.
I
do not like that song. I do not like the 2 Chainz, I Spend It song. I hate all of them artists.
I don't like
2 Chainz. I do not like.
He's
going
to sell regardless.
Who is going to sell regardless?
Future's going to sell regardless because he's Rocco artist.
Jesus Christ. Yo, dude, he's not. Y'all really believe that these artists are actually going to sell because they're on the radio?
No,
you know,
I didn't
say one time about the radio. I said he's going to sell regardless because, look, he's Future. I mean, he's Rocco's artist.
Yeah, let me tell you this. One thing that niggas need to understand what's more important and how certain people are out there and able to do what they're doing. They're paying their fucking money to be promoted. Like, you have to put in money in your promotion. You have to have promotion because you could be as banging as you want to be, but if you're not throwing out flyers or giving away free shit so people can know what you're doing and actually like it, you'd be surprised what niggas like. Niggas like all types of shit. I never would have thought that I would like a song like that because when I first heard it, I didn't like it. And then I had to actually listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So if you have a way to get to people, you never know what you might reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
that's the
thing. Like, that drive will make anybody successful. You could, like, look at Soulja Boy. Like, y'all already know it. If you doing something that has an outlet and you flooding people with it, somebody's going to get it. Like, you know what I mean? It's going
to
get
it. Well, I already knew he was
going to
sell 1 million copies when that song was the number one in the country and it was on the charts for 28 weeks.
What
you
song?
Know, the his first album, that Crank That.
Oh, Superman.
Yeah. Like, I was actually shocked and you know, I was a little surprised. You know, that he actually sold 1 million copies, you know, from off of that album.
You got to look at it. He had the kids. He had the high school kids. He had every kid doing
right.
The
he had the gimmick.
Man, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
He had the gimmick. He had the gimmick. He had the kids.
But now look at him, you know. Now look at him. He back to his normal record sales. I mean, what he should have been. Selling like 10,000 the first week.
Exactly.
My whole thing is that I know a lot of people say, I know a lot of people say, yo, it's not in the album sales and shit. Like, I'm a big fan of album sales now, and I think y'all should, too. The dudes can do shows and all that other shit. It's not like back in the day where people can do show and get money, and they don't give a fuck about the record sales because, hey, the label's getting all that money. You know, these motherfuckers are in 360 deals, you know, and, you know, they getting half of that. They got to make that shit up somewhere. They just can't have just one source of income. That's all I'm saying. And my whole thing is that you really, as far as the Young Buck, you know, he may still drop albums, but they're not going to be on Maybach. They probably be on E1 or some shit like that. I'm telling you, if he does over 50,000, I'm going to be shocked. And that's none of disrespect. I was fucking stomping with fucking Young Buck when he came out and all that. But, you know, that time just passed, man.
It came
like
and
right
went,
now,
yep.
It's just a bunch of crap. You know, everybody want to hear like Waka Flocka type songs or whatever, and that's cool. But you know, the whole thing is you can't have one source of income, man. You just gotta.